This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just want to talk basketball, don't you?
John Sally.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, coming up in the next 12 minutes, your chance to play knockout at Chase Center. Next 10 minutes, so
I'm winning.
Pay attention.
We'll see.
Pay attention. We're talking about the Golden State Warriors, the revived Golden State Warriors. Under Jimmy Butler.
Jimmy Buckets! There we call him like... Yeah, that's just amazing.
What's amazing?
The fact that it looked bleak. Looked like the Warriors didn't have any bounce in their step. The fans didn't like what they were watching. A couple guys didn't fit, per se. And out of nowhere, the deadline's upon us. We think Kevin Durant is coming. He tells us he doesn't want us. We're disappointed. And then coming up the street, right around the corner, is Jimmy Butler, delivered from the basketball gods. And now they're 3-1, and it just feels different. And we got the All-Star game right here in the Bay to rejoice and celebrate. Man, who's got it better than us?
Well, any team that's two games over 500 or better, that's who's got it better than us.
Oh, man.
CJ in San Francisco. Hey, CJ, do me a favor. Give my man a little dose of reality. What's up, CJ? Me. How you doing?
Hey, what's up, Steiny and Goo? First and foremost, I want to say thank you guys for taking my call.
Sure.
You guys are a great duo, and I look forward to listening to you guys every single day.
Thanks,
and
man.
Of course, guys, of course. The main reason why I'm calling today is just that. It's to give Warriors fans a little dose of reality. For me, the end of the run / the end of us reaching a chip or winning a chip was when one of the Fantastic Five left the Warriors, and that was Bob Myers. To me, that was a key indicator that the Warriors' run has come to an end, and it's going to be very hard to fix that. No matter who they add, no matter who we pick up, no matter who we draft, it's going to be very, very hard for us to win a chip, and that's because of a multiple of factors. And one of the key factors is a lot of organizations have adapted to the way that the Warriors play, and a lot of organizations have also began to implement the way that the Warriors play with the surge of three-pointers this season. And another key factor was when Klay Thompson left. That was the key core of the Warriors franchise. I understand that he was not playing up to his level, but as long as you know, there were a lot of keys to the Warriors winning, such as talent and stuff like that. There was also a sense of chemistry, and when he left, that was another indicator. And I think no matter who they add, no matter what happens, it's gonna be very, very hard for the Warriors to adapt and win. And I'm just calling to let Warriors fans know we can deny all we want, but at the end of the day, we just got to be real with ourselves and start looking to build our future right now. And thank you guys for taking my call.
Hey, I tell you what, and I love all the kind words, and I hear you. Call back at the end of the season now. Oh, yeah. I get him. He feels that way. But
all he said was it's going to be hard. He's right. Well,
no, man.
It's going to be hard to bring another championship to the Bay.
Oh, good Lord. Of course.
I mean, that's fair.
Well, that's more. I mean, that's it.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just. Well, I mean, he's right. He's not hating. It's not going to be easy for this team to get it done. But they have probably more of a chance now than they did a week or two ago. That's for sure. What's this thing you wanted to?
So Draymond Green on his podcast brought up that he got a letter from the, because you said he had been mean or he had been running hot. So on his podcast with Baron Davis, Donnie, he said he got a letter from the league saying you're on the we're watching you. You need to be careful. Joe Dumars, we know who he is and what he means to the league, was on a podcast this morning with Sirius Radio, and we got the sound of him responding to Draymond supposedly getting a letter.
Do we have that, Evan? Ready? Queued up? All right, this is Joe Dumars basically saying Draymond's a liar.
No, there was no letter sent for me or anyone else. And you know, I know Draymond extremely well. Draymond spent a lot of time at my house growing up, so I know him on a different level. This is where I can't say what I want right now with you guys. But no letter went out to Draymond. Look, we know Dre's going to play on the edge. It's what's made him. We understand that. It's only when you cross the line do you know, you may hear from us, you know, from time to time. But we also know that players like him and other players, look, I played with some guys like that played on the edge. And you need guys like them in the league. These guys are really good for the league. And I believe that because, like I said, I got championship rings for playing with guys who played just like that, who played on the edge. And so I have a great appreciation for that. But when you cross that line, you know, people, you're going to hear from league office at that time.
All right, so that's Joe Dumars saying, yeah, we didn't send a letter to Draymond Green.
And I wonder what he would have said.
What did he say? What did Draymond say? That he got a letter?
Yeah, he got a letter from the league.
Yeah. From the 707, I'm tired of people saying Bob Myers built this team. Anything good he did was because of Jerry West. Well, I mean, Jerry West, Bob Myers was the GM when they got Kevin Durant. Yeah, I mean, he's got to get credit for that, doesn't he?
Oh, man.
So, I don't know. Draymond Green.
He's a franchise changer. He's done that everywhere he's gone, and he is helping revitalize what we got here, the belief amongst this team now that he's arrived as opposed to what it was before he got here. It's night and day. We let one get away last night, but this one tonight, we would have lost. No, but just having a guy like that changes everything for us. So after four games, what was the word you used? Evaluation? Assessment. The assessment is great.
The assessment is it's great.
Yeah. Who is Draymond Green talking about?
Jimmy Butler. Jimmy Buckets. Jimmy Butler. It's changed the nature of the team. Absolutely. 888-957-9570 is the number. You know, I was trying to think of some trades, other trades that we've had, either Warrior-related or in other sports, that just kind of changes the direction of a franchise around here. All right, there is the sounder. Your chance to play Knockout at Chase Center. Call the contest line right now at 415-523-4652. Have that keyword handy that I gave to you last segment, and you are registered to play Knockout at Chase. 415-523-4652, caller number one. Caller number one, you will be playing Knockout at Chase Center, and you'll probably be a part of a fun day with Daryl the Guru Johnson. Et al.
Yeah. And we got your guy Purdy coming up at one, Donnie.
Yeah, who else is going to be out? Like
Grandy, Evan, Shasky, I believe, Spadoni. Everybody's coming for the throne. Willard. I don't know why you and Dibs. Well, Dibs played the Disgrace at Chase, which is one of the greatest events put on by the station. But I don't know if he's a game time decision, but we'll all be out there, Donnie.
It should be fun. I think we got 3 times 5, 45 listeners are going to join us.
That's tight.
If my math is correct. This is from the 510, and this is one of the things that we heard about before the trade, and so far we haven't heard much after the trade. Steiny and Goo, let's not forget the Warriors were fearful of going after Butler because of his reputation. That the Warriors went after him in the end was because they didn't have a choice after KD declined. Yeah, that might be the case.
They knew they were desperate.
I mean, the other thing is, if you want to just take it at face value, maybe Steph doesn't have the say-so that everybody thinks. Because it was reported that Curry was concerned about bringing Butler into this environment.
See, and who did we have on? Who did we just speak to? Was it Kirk Lakeup? Or no, we had Mike Dunleavy. He said he talks to we asked him. You know, like he keeps him informed. Stanley, I'm not here to – Steph Curry to me still is the guy. So I believe if he didn't want Butler, they wouldn't have got him. I have no proof. I don't believe it was to that point. Hey, Steph, shut up. Hey, we need somebody. Here he comes. And again, you know, he didn't kill anybody or hurt anybody. He just had a relationship go all bad in Miami. I'm talking about Jimmy Butler. And it's kind of been the staple of him everywhere he's at. But he's here for 2 more years, Donnie. And if somehow you could get a chip or two, my gosh, you know, mission accomplished.
Yeah.
Tom Cruise.
Yeah, I think it went more like a week or so before the trade deadline. They came, you know, Dunleavy was talking to Draymond and Steph, and he said he brought up Jimmy Butler's name. And I don't think there's any doubt that Steph was like, oh, man, I don't know. I don't know about Jimmy because that was reported by Anthony Slater. And then I think what happened is we got real close to the deadline, and you know, I think Steph realized they might not be able to do anything, and then they came back and they said, you know, we could get Jimmy Butler. We can still get Jimmy Butler. And I think Steph probably said, you know what, let's do it. We only have you know, another day till the trade deadline. Let's go ahead and do it.
Yeah, now
and
look.
And they did it.
Yeah.
So Steph is not much of a talent evaluator, is he?
Why you say that?
Because he wanted Avery Bradley over Gary Payton II. Yeah. That was an awful choice.
Avery.
And he didn't want Jimmy Butler. And Jimmy Butler's the guy
who's... No, we don't
around.
Know that.
Oh, God, oh, forget
it. No, stop.
I don't criticize Steph.
That Durant noise was so loud. I mean, maybe Steph even thought it was done. That Durant, that, you know, that noise was loud, Stoney. And then Durant, whatever he said, I ain't coming back, Chef. You know, reality set in.
Yeah. Durant, I mean, like, that's the other thing. Durant confirmed.
Yes, he did.
That he did not want to come back here.
Man.
So that was also something that Slater reported that was correct.
Mm-hmm.
So, text line saying that report was crap. Okay. Yeah, you guys are more tapped in.
That was Uncle Moody saying.
Yeah, no, he's more tapped in than Anthony Slater.
Like, damn.
No, yeah, he's right. Yeah. That report was crap. No, my bad. Yeah, that report was crap.
It is what it is, and everybody's excited. And, you know, like I said, Stoney, the ceiling, I believe, is the Western Conference Finals, but I won't come in here if they don't get there and say getting to a series and winning a round is not successful. It's just what they've done or what they've didn't do or accomplish this first half to get them in the 10th spot is like, that's just going to be a bear to crawl out of. That's all.
Yeah, they're gonna need to win 2 out of 3 games essentially, bringing this thing home. So we'll see if they can pull it off or not. But it's gonna be fun. It's gonna be more fun than if they hadn't made the trade. I think that seems obvious right now. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco. Always live on the free Odyssey app, Twitch, and YouTube. Powered by First NorCal Credit Union.
I do like you asked about Bay Area trades in the past, but the Jimmy Garoppolo was one, Stoney. But Jimmy was not accomplished like Jimmy Butler per se. Like, you know, if you look past the relationship with Miami, we knew he was a baller. Jimmy was kind of an unknown.
Well, Jimmy had a ring and Butler didn't.
Yeah, but
Jimmy Garoppolo had a ring.
He
Jimmy
was on
Butler
the side.
Doesn't.
He wasn't a starting quarterback.
Well, he's got a ring. No, he just does. We got Mark. All righty. I did the legal. All guests on 95.7 The Game appear on the River Islands guest line. Isn't it time for you to discover the islands? River Islands in Lathrop. Let's welcome in Mark Purdy, longtime columnist for the San Jose Mercury News. And he just finished a book, The San Francisco 49ers, An Illustrated Timeline. Mark, thanks for joining us. Really appreciate it, man.
Yeah, thanks for having me on. You know, I think Draymond was confused. I sent him a letter saying he should buy this great new book, the San Francisco 49ers, An Illustrated Timeline.
Well, not bad.
Mark's the man.
Where'd the idea for the book come from? And like, what are you hoping to accomplish, or what are you hoping to kind of let 49er fans in on with this book?
Thanks for letting me talk about that. Yeah. A publisher in St. Louis called me and said they do history books across of all sorts, cities, bridges, whatever, and said, we're moving into sports stuff, and we'd like you to consider doing this book about the 49ers' history from, you know, the 40s on through today. And the books have 200 and some pictures. Said, we'll find somebody to do the pictures. You can work with them to pick out the best pictures, and you write the history. And, you know, I thought it'd be a great challenge, plus a lot of fun. And, you know, it was. And in terms of what I think today's fans could get out of it, I think, I don't know, do you guys agree with me? I think too many fans these days, for reasons involving social media and other stuff, they really think about, like, the last 10 minutes and the next 10 minutes, right? Not the history of the team and how that that reflects the culture and where we are today with the 49ers franchise. I mean, as I researched this stuff, and I went back all the way actually to 1928 when two freshmen at Santa Clara University decided, hey, it'd be great if we had a football team one day, and then 16 years later they find themselves with the means to do that and get $25,000 together and go to Chicago. I cover all this in the book. It's fun to read about, but What I mean is, I think you enjoy a team. Don't you think, like, Warriors fans today, I mean, I hope they understand Rick Barry and Nate Thurman and all that and how that led to this, and certainly Al Attles. I think it brings more enjoyment when you follow a team to know the backstories and how we got here. And I kind of want to bring that and also give fans the most heartening thing to me, guys, about talking about this book and signing books and so forth is when I hear people say, you know, this book brought back memory of when my dad took me to a game or when I was watching this game with my family. And that's and when I hear those stories, and I'm really glad I did the book.
Mark, I'm excited. I'm getting ready to order it now. I'm looking at it, and I got to ask you a question because you brought up social media. Mark, I'm trying to shake it. I can't. But I just want to talk about the past. And you think of Bill Walsh. He was awesome. He got it done. Seifert, he was awesome. He got it done. And I've once referred to the current coach of the Niners, Kyle Shanahan, as a genius, but yet he hasn't got it done. Mark, how important is that to you for a head coach to actually get over the mountaintop and get that championship to be in that conversation, or does it matter?
Well, you know, it's different tiers, right? I think Kyle's a very, very good coach. I put him in the same class kind of with Jim Harbaugh, right? Very, very good coach, but was it great? I mean, you could argue Harbaugh's college championship made him great. I don't know. You know, I'm sure Kyle wants to get there. He isn't in that class yet, right? That's just the way we do these tiers. I mean, I thought it was really interesting, didn't you guys, that, you know, so Mike Holmgren, who I write about in the book, I mean, he deserves more credit than he gets for juggling the whole Joe Montana, Steve Young thing as the coordinator and trying to keep both those guys happy, or not happy, just at least working together. Right. You're right. So there's a Hall of Fame committee, Pro Football Hall of Fame committee, that nominates every year veterans and coaches for the Hall of Fame, and then they get voted on in February, the week of the Super Bowl. Well, Holmgren was passed by that first committee, but didn't get passed by the second committee, right? So he's not going to be inducted, even though he was the nominee this year by the first committee. And I thought that was really interesting because, you know, Mike did win a Super Bowl, but somehow he's not put in the Hall of Fame class. It's fun to talk about. I'm sure Kyle is from the little I look. I I retired 2017, but I had a chance to interview Kyle a few times before I retired. And he strikes me as like the ultimate, like, week-to-week, day-to-day guy, you know, even more so than Seifert. And Bill Walsh, who I got to know very well, you know, he was always thinking kind of bigger picture, but Kyle's more day-to-day. I don't know how to describe that more than that, but what was your question? Well, Kyle, how important is it? It's very important. It's
okay,
very
that important. Yeah, important, I just wanted to make sure. Yeah, I appreciate that.
Yeah, you had the owner, like I have quoted Jed York in the book, who says, you know, we only hang championship banners here, right? Yeah. Now, Jed has walked back that comment a little bit, but, you know, come on. If you said it the first time, that's what you really meant, right? Yeah. And so, you know, Kyle's got to get over that hump. No question.
Let me ask you this, Mark. And we're talking to Mark Purdy, who's just written a book, San Francisco 49ers, An Illustrated Timeline. You know, in the last week or so, Deebo Samuel has asked to be traded, and the 49ers have given him and his agent permission to look for a trade. And when I was talking to you a little bit before this interview, you said it's got similarities to what Terrell Owens did in 2004. Can you elaborate on that a little bit?
Yeah, sure. And this is another thing, guys. You know, I think when stuff like this happens with Deebo, there's, particularly among younger fans, I get it. You know, I was like, oh my gosh, you know, what's going to happen now? Well, history repeats itself. We know this. I always appreciate the way you guys try to bring perspective, and that's what I do with this book. And in this particular case, it reminded me so much of Terrell Owens. He was feuding with Mariucci and, you know, Jeff Garcia, and so he wants out. But his agent, and so everybody knows he wants out, and the 49ers are like willing to work with that. But his agent thinks that he can get out of the contract because of this clause, and but the agent forgets to file for that clause. So now they're in this situation where, you know, where does he go? What happens? And it ends up that you know, they can make a deal, and that he ends up going to Philly, but it's because his agent, you know, they work out a deal basically where the 49ers drop their beef on the one part of the contract, and then the Owens and his agent figure it out, and they get into Philly. But it's this protracted thing that I imagine we're probably going to go through with Deebo, don't you? Yeah. But in the end, it'll all work out. You know, it's just amazing to me how history repeats itself. I think what was examples of the Brock Purdy. Contract,
yeah, Brock.
Right. That's the other thing you
Brock,
guys are going to be talking. Yeah. All right, people forget they went through this with Steve Young. They did go through this with Steve Young. Even when Montana was on the roster, Young's contract came up. It's always interesting to me that he chose that he wanted to stay here instead of becoming a free agent. But they went through that. You know, people forget they went through all kinds of discussions about, well, you know, what are we going to offer Steve? And then, you know, also when Joe Montana left, there's another Steve Young contract. And Steve was pretty much no drama guy on that. And I sense, don't you, that's probably what we're going to face here, that it's not going to be too much drama. I know you guys have talked about
it.
No
doubt.
The Terrell Owens saga, you guys were around for that, right?
I just remember him lifting weights out in front
and
of his
the Sharpie
house.
Too.
But that
Mark.
Was that yeah. was when he was in Philly, I think, and going through something with Philly when he had an interview on his front lawn when he was bench pressing or something like that.
Yes, right. Yeah, right. Well, do you remember how at one point Owens says that Mariucci took the foot off the gas against the Chicago Bears because he was friends with Dick Duran.
I remember
the
that
coach of the Bears,
man.
And so Owens threw Mariucci totally under the bus. It was all Steve's fault because he let the foot off the gas, and you know, the Bears came back and won because of Mariucci. And then Mariucci then gives this quote where he says, that comment is void of deep thought, and Terrell is void of deep thought, and he suspends him. You know, any drama that Deebo Samuel creates is going to be nothing compared to Terrell Owens. And, you know, it's just interesting to me how this stuff repeats just over and over.
Hey, Mark, I got to ask you this on Brock Purdy, if you don't mind. Let's take the contract aside. We both know he's getting paid, right? But is there any part of Mark Purdy that has any doubt that he'll go on to have a Steve Young career and don that yellow jacket? Where are you at on Brock Purdy, your confidence level?
First of all, we're not related. A lot of people do ask. The guy that I most just watching, you know, I covered NFL for 40-some years. He most reminds me of is Drew Brees. All right. Don't compare him to Steve Young, just in terms of like size, the way he processes information, the way he distributes the ball around. And Drew Brees finally got there. Right. I think with the right people around him, look, the guy who just won the Super Bowl, there were people saying the same stuff about him that they say about Brock Purdy. Right. Yeah. He doesn't have it, but they can carry the team across the finish line. Well, Here's who the advantage of, you know, perspective. Here's some people quarterbacks who I saw win the Super Bowl. Mark Rippon.
Right? That's right.
Trent Dilfer.
Yeah.
Right? Nick Foles. Right? Of course Brock Purdy can win a Super Bowl. It's a team game. And I love the way Jalen Hurts, after that game, just talked about that, right? Somebody, you know, you got to have the guys around you. Is Brock Purdy good enough to fit in a situation to win a Super Bowl? Absolutely. And it's just what the 49ers decide to do.
Hey, Mark, thank you so much for joining
us,
man. Good luck with the book, and you're still out there doing your thing. Well done.
Hey, I really appreciate you having me on. Sure. Yeah, you can get the book at Amazon or Barnes & Noble. I know about 500 copies, so they're around those stores somewhere.
Okay.
And I do think it's a book people enjoy. And thanks so much, guys.
Absolutely. Thank you.
I really appreciate you letting me on to talk about it.
Absolutely. Well done, Mark. That's Mark Purdy, great columnist for the San Jose Mercury News for over 40. He was a newspaper man for 40 years. The San Francisco 49ers, an illustrated timeline. And that's the other thing that Mark wanted to let us know, is that the photos in this book are also
incredible.
Incredible.
Wow.
They're absolutely incredible. Hey,
maybe you can pick his brain on how to write a book. Because your book is, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Huh? You're right.
You got people, you know.
I think you know how you write a book. You write a book. I don't think somebody can tell you how to write a book. I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong. Hey, you know what name we haven't talked about this week?
Purdy.
He's been in the Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah.
What do you mean? Yeah.
No, I'm just go ahead. Stoney, I'm so out on. I just think forget the antics. I just think there's nothing left. Like, that's a carcass. He showed me. I told you we were going to the AFC Championship. That's how much I believed in him. But, Stoney, just from a physical standpoint, I think he's done. Like, I really think, let me take your cleats from you. Give me your playbook. Well, Jets kind of doing that. But, Stoney, that's why I believe.
Well, let me just remind you.
Okay.
That many, many, many of the, many people thought that Tom Brady was washed after he left the Patriots.
Noodle arm and all that.
And we talked about Brady, and I remember thinking, nah, you don't want Brady. He's too old. What if? So you don't want Aaron Rodgers?
Oh, Stoney, I don't.
Did you
think
want Brady back in the day?
Yeah,
I'm just wondering.
Yeah, but I'm throwing Bonte under the bus. He thought he was done. I didn't think he was done. And the reports were, could the Niners get him? And I was like, bring his ass here. And they didn't. And he won a championship at Tampa Bay. But Stoney, I could be wrong. What if I told you right now? I don't think nobody wants him. Like, I think he's going to end up, when it's all said and done. Stoney, if you look at that film, he looks like, you know, boo, here I come. I'm 5 feet away from you. He's throwing it in the turf or just throwing it. I physically think he's spent. Do you?
I think if he wants to play, somebody will sign him.
As a starter?
Yeah. Mm. Well, I don't think he's going to. If he's not a starter, he probably doesn't play. But I think he could. You know, I think some team will probably take a chance on him. I don't think it'd be the San Francisco 49ers.
Yeah, the great Lori Matthews down here on the chat says, I guarantee you the Niners are going to be right back in it next year. They got a lot of work to do.
Yeah, they do.
They got some money to spend, but Stani, sometimes a project so big, you can't fix it in just one off season.
You know, we just had Mark Purdy on, and I just want to...
No relation to Brock.
I want to get a sense of how you operate.
How you operate.
And I want you to let me in on something. So...
You talking to the fans or me?
I'm talking to you.
Oh, okay.
So, you know, we're talking to Mark Purdy, and he brings up a comparison between Brock Purdy and Steve Young and their contract situations. And, you know, Brock Purdy's a young man. Why did you say you think Brock Purdy will be wearing that yellow jacket? Don't you think it's a little early for that conversation?
No, that's funny. Austin in San Jose said that. I wasn't saying that. I was saying, is he going to have that type of career? Like Steve Young got to the Hall of Fame and got the yellow jacket.
Yeah.
My point was, he said there was doubt about Steve Young. Steve Young went on to win a Super Bowl and became a Hall of Famer. I still think there's doubts, or I have a little, about Brock Purdy. So we know that it's imminent that he's about to get paid. My thing was, do you feel like this guy is like can't miss? A sure shot, Brock Purdy, not for the Hall of Fame to
wear the yellow jacket.
Yeah, to get yeah.
Well, that's Hall of Fame,
right? So yeah, I thought that was
that's a lot of pressure on a young player.
I guess the rat on the table to myself, Sonny, thank you, Doctor, is it starts with Super Bowls, right? Like first you got to do that, and you do that by playing stellar. I don't know, Stein. I'm just looking at you right now. Yeah, I don't know what to think of Brock Purdy. I really do. I've been high.
I don't think.
And
about
now I'm
him.
In the middle.
Here's what doesn't cross my mind: that he's going to be as good as Steve Young.
Well,
yeah, but
do you think he can win the? I don't know if he's going to be a Super Bowl winning quarterback. And if he's not, then Stani, I think that would be disappointment. Forget his name. The Niners are starving. They have not won since 94. I think they got a guy that they believe, and he's got him there. They didn't get it done. I'm not blaming him, but the bottom line is, for this to be successful, they got to win one.
I just struggle. I struggle responding at times to your comparison between mediocre to good players to Hall of Famers. You know, we got to figure out a middle ground there. You know what I'm saying? Like there's got to be another quarterback to compare Purdy to than Steve Young. You know what I mean? Steve Young is great.
Well, yeah. I think Steve works in this instance because he was the last quarterback to win a Super Bowl for the Niners, and that's the goal, right?
Well, it's like
Jimmy didn't do it. Cap didn't do it.
That's just like, that's just hard to explain. It's like these comparisons are just sometimes over the top for me. You know, I mean, the guy's quarterback for 2.5 years, and now you're saying it's Steve Young and, you know, Kaminga. Yeah, he's in his 22.
Who did what comp did I
he's
use?
He's Kawhi Leonard.
No, I said baby Kawhi.
Yeah, well, I don't care.
Yeah, I said baby Kawhi.
Yeah, he's baby Kawhi. Yeah, it's just sometimes it's a bridge too far. Yeah. It's a bridge too far.
Well, I definitely said it, but I meant by Super Bowl. Can he win it? Is he the guy? Because he's about to get paid to deliver.
We'll see.
No, he's about to get paid.
Okay.
Yeah.
Paid what? How much?
Now, that I don't know.
He's going to get like a 2-year deal. You watch.
Not the Kaminga, which you think is, you know.
Let's go to Al in San Francisco. He wants to talk about the Niners and how they're going to win a Super Bowl in the next few years. Hey, Al, how you doing?
Hey, guys. Thank you for getting me on.
Yeah.
Niners, Super Bowl within the next couple of years? I don't think so, man. I'm a Niner diehard fan, and ever since they moved out of the Candlestick, they were supposed to rebuild that stadium somehow with Eddie Bartolo back then in the days. But that deal flopped, and then they moved to Santa Clara.
Yeah.
And 94 was the last Super Bowl. They won it, and they were at the stick in San Francisco. I think they got jinxed when they moved. They're not going to win no more Super Bowl. And I can't compare Purdy to Steve Young. Steve Young is a way better quarterback in college and into the draft than Purdy was, so you can't compare.
Right. It wasn't a – listen, I love you, caller. It was – he's in year three, about to be four. My question was, how good is he going to be? I'm not saying he's better than Steve Young. Hey, hey. And it's your fault doing that stupid crap you do. Damn. How would I compare him to Steve? I'm saying, is he going to win? Is he going to lead the team to the promised land? Y'all tripping, man.
He had all these chances to lead to the promised land. Like I said, brother, you got to look at it.
Yeah, brother.
All the right Super Bowls was won and why they were at the candlestick, and now he got jinxed. They should be called the Santa Clara Niners, not the San Francisco 49ers. They are jinxed. They're not going to win a Super Bowl. They'll win a playoff.
Appreciate it, Al.
I get that part.
I took it too far.
Yeah, you did. Bring something to the table.
Here's what he made
the comparison. I'm not saying he's Steve Young. I'm saying he's got to win one. Can he get to the promised land?
No.
And he's about to get the chicken. He's gotten close.
You weren't talking about the Super Bowl. You talked specifically about a yellow jacket for Purdy. I owe you. No, you owe me.
I do.
That's right.
I got the chicken. I'm in the pockets. I got the mumps.
I got you. So I could eat after work?
We said lunch.
It was a dinner.
It was a drink.
No, we changed.
Evan. It was
now,
a drink.
It's just a beer.
If we're going to be honest.
Evan.
We're going to take this
don't
back.
Don't let him taint you.
The initial,
he's tainting Bonte.
You're on the hook for dinner, Gil. But the origin story of it is you guys did originally bet a drink.
Right.
That's my man.
No,
that's correct.
Then you changed the bet when it was in, but right before the Super Bowl, to a dinner, which Steiny reluctantly agreed upon. Thus, you now owe him dinner.
All right.
Yeah, the 5-1-0.
Too bad you got a birthday party to go to.
I don't have to go there until 6:30.
I'll be. Vontae hooked me up. Allegedly, I might be in the streets.
This from the 5-1-0. Guru, stop comparing Purdy to Steve Young.
What is this?
Seriously, Gil.
Now, had Mark Purdy, the great Mark Purdy, flashed on me like that, he would have been like, you idiot. He knew what context I was. You know what I mean? The bottom line was, can Purdy win, get this team a Super Bowl? That's what I mean. I did say jacket. I got carried away.
You're fine.
I used to be in high school, Stoney. The girls liked your boy.
Hey, Goo, don't rob Purdy of an opportunity to be a Hall of Famer. You don't have to do that either.
Well, you do it to Kuminga.
He stinks.
Stop.
Purdy at least
has got
something.
I cannot wait for him to get back.
He's not
It's all good
play.
In Warriorville right now.
Jonathan
We're feeling
Kuminga.
Good.
Let me tell you something. Yeah. It's going to be two quarters before the Warrior fans start saying, how come Kuminga's not playing much anymore?
Nah, he's a talent. They'll incorporate him. That's bottom line.
Yeah, I think he'll get about 18 minutes a night.
Sonny, stop.
What? And the other thing is, you want
to
make
Peyton Manning 18.
You
want to
make a run
to Steph Curry.
You want to make a run at the playoffs? That means you're going to be playing important games.
He just makes us better. That's all.
Does he?
Come on, Steiny.
We'll see. It's getting late. Antonio in Oakland. I'll give you a couple seconds. We gotta go.
Y'all killing me.
Hey, what's up, Antonio?
Oh, pretty good. You know, the Warriors are rolling high right now since we got Jimmy Buckets, my top 10 favorite player of all time.
Now he is. Okay.
Antonio.
No, he always was.
Oh, please.
He always was. I don't base my top players on media hype, how many people call you the GOAT, how many minions you have on
I
TV
like that.
Or the media, how many shoes you sell. I don't do that. I do off how you play. Jimmy Butler is like Michael Jordan's not even in my top 10 favorite players ever. You know what I'm saying? That's an example. So anyway, Jimmy Butler, a lot of issues on the way here. It's kind of like Rasheed Wallace when he went to Detroit Pistons. A lot of issues. He's going to mess up this team. And what they do, they went to back-to-back finals. They beat the Lakers in one of them. So this might be that. And I don't fear no team in the West.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Steiny. Oh. Okay, they're so great.
Get him. Get him, Antonio. Get him off. Yeah, get him. He was talking to you.
Yeah, they can play with Denver. Okay.
Denver just got their act together. I'm just saying, Jokic is awesome.
Oh, thanks, Goo. Thank you. Appreciate that.
I'll do what I can, player.
Let's see. 120. What's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. That segment also brought to you by the San Francisco International Airport.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy!
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Now, the one thing that was great about Saturday was met a lot of guys.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right. Can I just walk you through? Looks like we're going to make it. No, yeah. Go ahead.
So
I do have to do one.
No, go ahead. You do that now.
Let me do the business and I'll
do it.
Okay.
Business first.
Here's your chance, ladies and gentlemen, to win a trip to Vegas for the college basketball championships in March. $20,000 were given away. Four spots to stay at the Circa Hotel that's in downtown Vegas, and we're going to give each of you $5,000. So that's one winner, and he or she has three guests to take with him to Vegas, and each guest is going to get $5,000. And if you don't know the Circa Hotel, it's got maybe the best swim club I've ever been to. You can watch sporting events on the big screen while you lounge in the pool. It's a great atmosphere at Circa. So here's how you do it. Here's how you qualify. You want to download the Odyssey app. You want to log in and then listen for at least an hour. If you do that, you're automatically registered for your chance to go to the college basketball championships in Vegas. Downtown Vegas at Circa. One more time, download the Odyssey app, log in, and listen for at least an hour, and you're registered. There you go.
No doubt. You did that well, yeah. Man. Mm. You've been on fire today. I'm proud of you.
Okay.
You got a little something, gas in your tank, and it's because of the festivities. I'm proud to be your partner, man.
Let's go.
Somebody called us a duo. I did got to melt. Shaq and Kobe. Jordan and Mike. Jordan and Pim.
Oh, my God.
It's my bad. Yeah, Evan and Grandy.
Let's go to Will in Pleasanton. Will in Pleasanton. Hey, Will.
What's up, guys?
Hey, Will.
With a crossover coming up next, I know, Steiny, you get a lot of grief about your action, so it got me thinking of a boxing analogy.
Okay.
You're like Sugar Ray Leonard. He used to come out the first 10 seconds of a flurry of punches, then he'd dance and weave, then he'd hear the stick saying there was 10 seconds left in the round, and then he'd come back with another flurry of punches, and everybody would just remember the last 10 seconds. And then you got Guru, who's like Arturo Gatti, who once threw 770 punches in volume boxer. See, once again, you guys compliment.
Oh.
Ah, well, we're
losing. Gotti was a problem, Stoddy. He let him go. He throwed him things.
All right. I guess I'll take it.
We gave you a compliment.
Which was, Stoddy got some cop to him. Real quick, just Google.
Take your time.
No, I mean, where the heck is it? 925, Goo, why would you bring up the gold jacket? It's a little too soon for Brock Purdy. Let him. How about he wins something?
Heaven, I'm gonna need a sub or help, man, and then get to the finish line, boy.
And the 510 said, "See, that's the reason I'm afraid to call in. I'm afraid Guru will yell at me."
Is that in print?
Yeah.
I'll never come on,
Guru. Man. If you disagree, he'll scream at you.
No, never.
I did think you came down Al's road. Yeah, sometimes you really wanted to say all that to me.
Well, you revved him up.
I know. I did.
Revved him up. I don't have a button, Evan.
How about the Warriors playing Houston five times this year?
That the stuff that bothers you.
It totally bothers me.
You have been fixated that on this morning.
Houston stinks. Why do they get Houston five times?
Well, I'll tell you what.
I think they're 3-1 against
them. What did I tell you during the break? This is random out of left field. Evan didn't hear it. Those black jerseys for the Warriors are pretty, man.
Yeah.
They knocked that out.
Evan?
Now, is that because the other jerseys are not as pretty?
No.
The
whole Warrior wardrobe is, I could make an argument, second to none. Mm-hmm. I'd like to see the city jerseys more with the bridge on it, the Sleepy Floyds. I got this from the team store. Somebody said I bought it from the liquor store. Dude, this is...
No, I'll tell you exactly where you bought it.
This is from the team store when we were out there.
You bought it from a guy set up at a table on 66th Avenue. That's where you got it.
Shout out to town. Stoddy, don't hate on my garments,
10, 15
man.
Bucks tops.
No, dude, that I have bought gear there. I ain't shame of it, but this came from the team store. But I'm doubting it.
Nobody believes you.
Well,
you can grab some more gear tonight if you're stopping by the Rising Stars game. See Pat Spencer.
Spency!
I'm going to be somewhere in the city.
I feel like.
Yeah. Snitches get stitches.
That wasn't for us.
Yeah.
In case you're just joining us, Guru's got action tonight.
Yeah.
He He's going to be flitting around the city.
Yay!
I asked you, you cannot throw me under the bus. We had a real conversation about wardrobe,
and you don't know this, we bonded with your answer.
Yeah.
I appreciate you, man.
No problem. Yeah. No problem.
I don't like you at times, but I do appreciate you.
No
problem. You watching the games tonight? The Rising Star?
Oh. Well,
and let me see who's on the celebrity roster and see if how many people we know.
Okay. Yeah, because this is celebrity roster. Because yeah. I bet you we don't know a lot of them. So you're going to be about the city.
Today. Well, I'm going with you and Evan after.
Yeah. Yeah. I guess.
Do our ritual.
Who has the celebrity roster up?
I got it right here.
Come on,
okay,
give it to
Barry Bonds. No, well, Barry's coaching.
Oh, you're right.
He's the coach.
Okay.
2 Chainz, the rapper.
Okay, I've
That's
heard of
big.
Him.
Help me, because I butcher his name. Shout out Shasky. Kai Cenat, YouTube influencer.
Cenat, yeah.
Cenat. You know the guy?
That, yeah, Kai Correa.
Okay.
Kai Correa.
No, that's...
Is it, so the Giants first base coach? Okay, who else?
Baron Davis. VD, cut his hair.
I tell you what, you don't have to invite Baron Davis twice to a party.
Rome Flynn.
I have no clue.
He was an actor and made his call to fame in a movie called How to Get Away with Murder from, I guess it was a series, from 2018 and 20.
All right, no.
Alicia Gray.
No.
She's a guard for the Atlanta Dream. WNBA.
Okay.
All right. She averaged 16 points last year. Mickey Guyton. Evan, country music singer.
Oh, crickets. Boy.
Tucker Halpin. Halpem.
Yeah, I don't know who he is.
He's one half of the house pop duo SoFi Tucker.
Okay.
Noah Kahan.
No clue.
Is a singer-songwriter known for such hits as Stick Season,
sure.
And You're Gonna Go Far.
Yeah. You only got a minute.
Okay, Danny
Rice's
Ramirez.
Team.
Yeah, we're already in the script.
Masai Russell, team. I got
Give me, right. Give me Jerry Rice's
Cobby
team.
Lane, Matt Barnes, Bailey, WWE superstar, Chris Brickley.
That's not a good name.
A.P. Dillon.
Drewski.
Drewski, Walker Hayes, Terrell Owens.
Oh, Shaboozy?
Oliver Stark.
Oh, my God.
God, I wish it said Goo.
I'm halfway expecting to hear Bonte Hill. I mean, those are he's
that
bigger
wasn't
those.
Cool. That wasn't cool.
He's not on Twitch.
He's bigger than those guys. That's what I'm saying.
Well, I guess now you. Well, he is.
I know.
Yeah, that's my man.
Tonight.
Yeah. This guy. This.
You're like a kid.
I know. He's so excited.
Hey,
he's so excited.
The man gave us orders.
Yeah, he did.
You guys aren't following him.
Well, look, I think he's the kind of guy that opens presents before Christmas.
Dude, who you guys been talking to, man?
The I got it. We got to go. What do we got next?
Crossover.
Let me get this read. And I've done all my. We're not giving. Oh, that's the last giveaway today. Sweet. All right. We got the crossover coming up next. Also, our What's Bugging You segment.
Yeah.
Sponsored by ATCO Pest Control. That segment was also brought to you by Life Source Water Systems.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yep.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply. Okay.
Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.